I don't know that there's a lot to say about this photo from a technical perspective. It's a pretty basic photo shot with just a 50 millimeter lens, my D7100. I think I shot it at f2.8. Even then, I had to use a pretty high ISO. I think I shot at ISO 3200. Thank you to Lightroom, which has a good ISO reduction algorithm built in, so I was able to smooth it out a little bit. But the original, it was kind of grainy and not the greatest. So yay for shooting in RAW, yay for shooting in Lightroom. But there's not a lot else to say about the photo from a technical standpoint. Really, what's going on in this photo is a memory or an artifact from when I was a kid. This is an engine at the model train set in my parents' house that we used to play with when we were kids. And for me, seeing this picture brings up some memories. It brings up times when my brothers and my sister and I would put these trains together and zoom them around the track and seeing the different the different tracks here. There's three in the photo, and seeing that they're nailed down to plywood, and you got that little lip on the side. Incidentally, that lip is partially for keeping trains from falling off or other accessories from falling off when you're using it, but partially it's to keep things from falling off as this train set's being raised into the ceiling. Believe it or not, this whole train set lifts into the ceiling on a winch and pulley system my dad put together when we were kids. We didn't have enough room in the basement of my house for a train set, so my dad built one that he could raise and lower, and it's still there to this day. And I took this photo earlier this summer when we were visiting my parents, and my dad had the train set down for some of the grandkids to play with, including my own two boys. So it was really fun to revisit this time from my childhood and see that it's, even after all these years, train sets are still fun to play with for kids today. And it was a sort of a good reminder for me of what you can do when you put your mind to something. You don't normally see a train set that is raised up into the ceiling of a basement, but there it is, and there it still remains to this day. So, Dad, if you're listening to this podcast, thanks for building that train set for us when we were kids. Thanks for letting the grandkids play with it and kind of abuse it maybe a little bit too much. That's what we did when we were kids, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate all that you have done for us over the years. And hopefully we'll get to continue enjoying this train set for many years in the future.